Hello, and welcome to Chatterbox. In this week's episode, I shall be talking about Apple's fantastical use of the Lightning connector. What a bunch of idiots. Sorry, but first of all, this. I mean, so happy when I found this. Finally, I found this. Just take a bit of this. Absolutely priceless. Right, okay, let's get going with the show. Obviously, I can't play too much of that, otherwise, copyright will come after me. But the main section of the show is talking about Apple, of all people. I know I do a lot of these rants, but this is actually worthwhile. I discovered fairly recently that Apple had started to do Lightning headphones. Like the stupid, oh, you can put the connector in both ways and this will save you time. That thing, they've now put into headphones. Brilliant. Okay. So, what happens if you forget your cable for whatever? Like, I do a lot of audio stuff, so I have mountains of cables. So, does that mean I have to buy an adapter now? Is that what we're going in for now? So, I saw, like, there's a pair of headphones. And a pair of, Sony. Other headphones are available. Ugh, wish I didn't have to say that. And they have a built-in DAC. If you don't know what that is, that's a digital analog converter, which converts. I always forget this. It's either digital to analog or analog to digital. It's one of them ways. One of that way. Ugh, I'm gonna have to, somebody comment it, if you like. And it's got, because the phones, they don't really look at that, so they just stick a bog standard one in there. It doesn't always, it says, you know, it's manageable, people listen to it, it's fine, but it's not the best by any stretch of the imagination. So these Sony headphones have they might not even be Sony, but I think they were, could be. And they have a built-in DAC, which means that using the Lightning connector bypasses this DAC, the DAC on the in the phone, and uses the one in the headphones. Now, apparently it sounds better, but usually, like when I plug my phone into my amp to play music through my speakers, I usually charge it as well. So, in a way, it could be, because Apple said that they're not going to include the standard headphone adapter with the new iPhones that are coming out, you know, like iPhone 8, 9, whatever. So now, you're going to have to buy another adapter on top of your Lightning to 3.5mm, because you need it for whatever reason. Like you have a pair of headphones that don't, like a pair of, it's like figure of speech, old style headphones that don't have the Lightning connector on the end. So you could either change it, buy a new pair of headphones, or buy an adapter, so that's more money. I mean, like, hell, the Apple earphones are £25, and about $30 in America, but £25 for a pair of headphones that don't even cancel out the sound around you. So imagine that. And, you know, you have to buy a display port if you want a display port adapter, because they decided to stick that on instead of VGA or HDMI. I think they've changed it now, actually. But on some of the MacBooks, you have to buy that. So now you're going to, possibly people are going to start making, you know, adapters for so long. so that you can convert them. But I would imagine that Apple will probably come out with, well, probably something that you need is a charging and output, but I don't think that would work, because you can't have an in and an out at the same time, I don't think. Unless you can. I don't know, I'm so behind. Still using microphones to record my voice, not a... I don't know, actually. I think you can only really use a microphone. Yeah, I'm still using an analog mixer, you know, I'm from the 1980s. Sorry. So it's like, you know, normal headphones, like things that have been around for absolutely ages, are going out of fashion to be replaced with incompatible stuff. Like, I have a, like, oh, come here, that's a normal, like, 3.5mm to sort of like amplifier, what's it called, TRS connector that plugs into an amplifier or a guitar, you know, like a guitar connector. So will that have lightning capability? You know, you can't plug light, do you know what I mean? You can't plug lightning into one of them because it's a circle, and headphone adapters are a circle. You can't have a square headphone. Well, wouldn't look very nice. So I don't think people might, but I mean, let me just check, see how much they are. Okay, well, I've seen some of them, but according to these pages, oh no, here we go. So apparently there's a leaked picture of what it possibly could look like, with a pair of Beats going through a lightning cable adapter, which will be completely useless in the long run, because your old Bluetooth speaker that you shedded a loadout for, you're going to have to buy an adapter for that, if, you know, for if you want to listen to the speaker for whatever reason. You're going to have to buy an adapter for that, because that's standard 3.5mm. Your PC is standard 3.5mm, unless you have an external audio interface. But that's 3.5mm, so you need an adapter for that. It's completely pointless. I don't know why they're going to bother. I mean, they already changed the adapter 63 million times every year. So now, you're going to remove the headphone jack, because, of course, that's a very good idea. Okay, here we go. Brilliant. So there's the bottom of the iPhone 6, or possibly 7. It says, Apple launches new Lightning dock for iPhone. And there's stereo speakers on each side, which just sound mono anyway, so there's no point in that. Dual microphones. Pfft, a bit louder. Lightning earpod support. Well done. Well bloody done. I give up. Okay, that's it for this week. I have had my short rant. Hopefully you've enjoyed listening to it. Let me know what you think, whether you agree with me or not. And I'll stick a nice bit of music on just before you leave. Alright, I'll see you in the next episode. See you in the next episode. And ta-ra.